Continued restrictions by the Egyptian military at the Rafah crossing are not making life any easier for the Palestinians of Gaza, who have been under a tight Israeli blockade since 2007. The Egyptian military partially reopened the Rafah crossing for 3 days starting Sunday, allowing less than 300 people to leave or enter Gaza. Thousands remain stranded in Gaza, especially students and chronic patients. Only one bus was allowed to leave Gaza on Monday.
They turned us back after allowing about 50 passengers to cross into Egypt. The Egyptian border control turned at least 100 people back yesterday. They are just making excuses to not let us in. Today they said their computers stopped working and they closed the crossing.
Located at the southernmost tip of the Gaza Strip, Rafah is Gaza's only gateway to the outside world, bypassing the Israeli-controlled crossing in northern Gaza. The Egyptian military restrictions saw a sharp increase along the border with Gaza following the July removal from power of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi.
This crossing is nothing but a source of agony to us. We have been coming here for nearly 2 weeks, and as you can see, I am still here standing in front of you.
Both Israel and Egypt are depriving Gazans of their right to freedom of movement, which is enshrined in Article 13 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Experts say the restrictions imposed by the Egyptian military on Gaza's population of over 1.7 million are only exacerbating the humanitarian situation in this blockaded coastal sliver. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.